Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Vav in Maseches Yuma. It's the 519th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up, Nun Vav Amud Aleph is one of the shortest Amudim in Shas, two lines long. We're going to pick up a little bit into Nun Hei Amud Beis. On Nun Hei Amud Beis, yesterday we had been discussing the phenomenon of Shkalim that were designated for pushkas, as well as money that was designated to fulfill one's obligation to bring a bird, for example, a zav, zava, or yoledes. And the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was that there wasn't a special pushka for that, even though there were 13 pushkas, the Mishnah describes in Shkolim in the 6th Perek, for different donations and different chiyuvim for the Migdash. Nevertheless, there wasn't a special one for the chiyuve kinim, the chiyuvim of birds that you have to bring. The Gemara originally entertained the idea that the reason for that was because we're afraid that the monies of the two would be mixed up, even though they were written on the pushkas that one was linadava and the other is for chiyuv. And the Gemara originally thought that this was connected to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that we were afraid that the blood of the dam ha-seir would be mixed up with the dam ha-par, even if there were names written on the appropriate stands in the Migdash that indicated one was for seir, one was for par, that people, according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't read signs. The Gemara ultimately rejects that position, and yesterday we had left off that Rabbi Yehuda's chshash, when it comes to the pushka of the chiyuve birds, the chiyuve kinim, is based on a totally different type of halacha, and that is that we're afraid that we know that there were 10 people who had donated money for that chiyuv of chatas ha'ov, and one of them died. That's what the Gemara says, seven lines from the bottom on Nun Hei Amud Beis. It's the concern of Chata Shemesu Baaleha. Our Gemara is going to discuss the viability of taking out the money of four zuzim, which is the price that one has to pay for those birds. Whether that works, our daf, going on to Nun Vav, will discuss the issues of Breira that are involved. We will elaborate, Be'ezer Hashem, on those concepts of Breira. That is the reason why the Tosas go on forever on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Breira is a topic that Tosas gets involved with in many places in Shas, as you could see in the Marim Mekomos of the Tosas, and Gittin on Chafei Amud Beis. Once Tosas starts talking about Breira, it goes on for a long time. The Ramban as well, in a few places, also elaborates on it also. We also had short da'apim in Erevin due to the sugya of Breira as well. That will take us to Nun Vav Amud Beis. We will elaborate on the concept of Breira, and that will really bring us almost to the end of the daf on Nun Vav Amud Beis, where we will conclude discussing the actual Hazaa that we had begun with yesterday of Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up five lines from the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis. V'Nivrar Arba Zuzi. The Gemarist had told us that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a concern that if there's 10 people that put money into the pushka, which we don't have, Rabbi Yehuda feels we don't have this pushka, but if we would have people contribute to that pushka, then what happens, and each one of them are chayiv, what happens if one of them dies? Halach is chato shemesu baaleha, so then there is a requirement of mace habaylim, the holchos liyam hamelech. Then you need to take that money and throw it to the yam hamelech. Here, you're going to be stuck because you're not going to know which one it is. Hence, so as not to get into this problem, we have anybody who has a chiyuv of the katas ha'ov to give the money directly to the kohen. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem? V'nivrar arba zuzim v'nishte b'maya v'hanech nishtu. Let's just take out four zuzim, which is the price of this katas ha'ov, and throw that into the Yam HaMelech, and the rest will be permissible. Here the Gemara introduces the concept of Breira, and we will elaborate, Be'ezer Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Lesley Breira. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold to the concept of Breira. What the concept of Breira is, as described in many places in Shas, is the issue of whether we could define something in terms of its identity retroactively. If you hold a Breira, you're able to say that retroactively we view that these four Zuzim that were pulled out were what Reuven had put in. Even though there was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, we really don't know exactly which coins they were, but nevertheless, we could view it, these coins, as being Reuven's. Reuven's have been removed, and it turns out that Shimon's were a different set of coin. So that is what the concept of Breira is. If you hold, just to clarify in pshat, Lesle Breira means that you cannot define something retroactively. It has to be consistent from the original moment that you set it into motion. Hence, Rabbi Yehuda Lesle Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the concept of Breira, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are concerned that the monies that you're going to take out aren't the monies that Reuven had put in. The odds of that happening are quite unlikely. And retroactively to say that these monies are attributed to Shimon and Levi and not to Reuven, that could only work if we don't have the concept of Breira. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, hence you can't have a Pushka because of the concern if one of the people died. Minolan. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the concept of Breira? Now the Gemara is going to introduce some examples of the sugya of Breira. Mehadasnan, this that we learned in a Mishnah, which appears in Demai, in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, Halokeach Yayim Mibein Hakusim, Erev Shabbos Imchash, Halokeach Yayim Mibein Hakusim. If a person buys wine from Gentiles, Rashi points out that it has to be before there was a concern of the wine of a kusi of having a din of yayin nesach and being asur. Now you bought it erev Shabbos imchashecha. You bought it very close to nighttime. And Rashi explains on the last line of our Amud that you don't have the appropriate utensils to be mafrish, trumas, and maisris. Omeid v'omer, he could stand up and say shnei lugin shani asad lifrosh lahafrish harehein truma. Eventually, I'm going to take out Truma, and that, of course, is the concept of Breira. Retroactively, it turns out that that was a Truma. Right now on Shabbos, when I'm going to drink from it, I don't know which one is going to be what I'm going to take, but retroactively, it'll turn out that what I take out Motzai Shabbos is going to be Breira. Asara, 1/10 of 100 lug over here that's in front of me is going to be considered Maisa Risha. Tisha, what's left now is 90 lug. So then 10% of that, which is 9 meiser sheni, umechal. And then he also needs to take off meiser sheni, which he does by doing the process of redeeming it onto coins, which is called chilul. And it's all considered redeemed, even though, and all misukan, it's all considered kosher now. It's no longer tevel. And he's able to have hana on it on Shabbos, even though the Truma yet has not been removed, and retroactively what he began on Erev Shabbos, we will see which of those 10 Lugim, we only know after Shabbos, which one of those 10 Lugim were originally designated as Truma. V'shosem yad, and he drinks immediately. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Take a look at Amud Beis and see who's the Cholei. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon, they hold that the wine is going to be Osir. Why? Presumably, Alma ain lo Breira. They hold the reason why it doesn't work is they don't hold of the concept of Breira. So we see from here the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is to reject the idea of Breira. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do you know that that's the rationale over here for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon? Dilma Shani Hasan Kediktani Taima, as the Gemara in Gittin elaborates, Amru lo the Rebbe Meir. They said to Rebbe Meir, you know why we reject this idea on Erev Shabbos? Yat moda shemi yivaka hanod. Maybe what will happen is the barrel will break. V'nimtza shosa tvalim l'mafreya. And will come out that on Shabbos you will end up having drunk from tevel, because the wine will all spill out and you won't be able to ultimately take off the truma that you had said you would take off. However, Rabbi Meir dismissed that concern. V'amar lehem, and Rabbi Meir says, L'kishi yivaka, when it breaks, we'll worry about that problem. What does that mean? Rashi explains that
when it breaks, that's not likely that it's going to break, because you'll just be extra careful and have a shomer watch it over Shabbos, and you don't have to be concerned. So Gemara rejects this explanation, that still we don't have a source where Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we don't introduce this concept of Breira, where Rabbi Yehuda rejects the idea that you could look at something retroactively, and therefore we could still be stuck with understanding the position of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda did not have a pushka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no pushka in the Migdash for the Chatas Ha'ov, because of the concern of Chatas Shemesis Baleha. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to be concerned? Make a pushka, and if somebody dies, take out the four zuzim that are necessary. The Gemara continues, five lines on the top, Nun Vav Beis, Ela. But rather, Ditani Ayo, there's another teaching of Ayo. Ditani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oda Masnal Shnei Dvarim Kechad. A person cannot make a double condition. Now this is the sugya of a Ruvei Tchumen. Torah Kedoshah describes al yetzei ish min mekomo, that a person is not allowed to leave his place, and there is a machlokis, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, but either way, Chazal, possibly defining the pasuk, say that the halacha is that one is only allowed to go out 2,000 amos from their city. The halacha is that they're allowed to go 2,000 amos from anywhere in any direction of their city, of the outskirts of their city. What happens if a person wants to go further out? There is a suggestion, if a person wants to go even further than 2,000 amos out of their city, there is a suggestion, and that is called putting an Eruv Tchum in one direction. So for example, if a person, as in the case that Yo was discussing, that there is a Chacham that he wants to go to learn from on Shabbos, it seems from that Gemara in Erevin that this was quite common, that there were, people would go out to be able to spend time with the Chacham on Shabbos, something to learn from. That if a person wants to go to learn from a Chacham who's going to be, let's say, in the West, Bimarav, so then in such a case, he places an Erev Tchum on the western border of the furthest area he could go out, and then he gets another 2,000 amos. What happens if he's not sure if the Chacham's going to be in the west or in the east? Could he put his Eruv and make the following condition? Let's take a look at what Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oda Masnal Shel Dvarim Kechad. He cannot say, well, if the Chacham comes in the west, then my Eruv is in the west. If the Chacham comes in the east, then my Eruv is going to be in the west. Ella, Im Ba Chacham L'Mizrach, Eruv L'Mizrach, L'Mayriv, Eruv L'Mayriv. Avo L'Kan U'L'Kan Lo. He can't say in the case that he wants to go to the east or go to the west to visit one of two Chachamim. In other words, there are two Chachamim that are coming. That's going to be the case of Ein Oda Masnal Shei Dvarim Ke'echad. If there are two Chachamim, one who's going to be in the east and one who's going to be in the west, and he's not sure. He's not sure if he wants to hear the Chacham who's giving a Musar Shmuz or the Chacham who's saying a Shir in Halacha. He's not sure which one he wants. Both are great. So he's going to decide on Shabbos. He's going to decide whether one is more appropriate than the other for him. That's the concept of Breira. Ein Oda Masnal Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. There, retroactively, it turns out that my Eruv was in the east. I decided, Bein Hashmashes, I really didn't know whether it was going to be the east or the west. So, retroactively, it turns out that I decided to go to the east, to the Musar Shmuz. So then, in such a case, that is Breira, that doesn't work. However, Rashi explains, Dvar Masnal Ein Adam, if there's one Chacham and he just doesn't know the Metzius, whether the Chacham's in the east and the west, then he can put out an Erev in either place, and then say, Elim ba Chacham l'mizrach eruvo, l'mizrach l'mayriv eruvo l'mayriv. Then that's not relying on Breirav, Amevin Yavin, that's because it's simply a matter of a lack of Metzius. He doesn't know where the Chacham is. But in the case of where he knows the Chacham is going to be, there are going to be two Chachamim, l'kanu l'kan, then lo, then the halacha is that's not going to work. This the Gemara fleshes out. Vavina, but we explain. Ma'ishna l'kanu l'kan lo, de'em breira, l'mizrach ma'ariv nami em breira. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, kishikvar bo chacham. The Chacham had already come. And the Chacham was already there. And he said, wherever the Chacham is, so then there's nothing that's happening that's retroactive. Bein Hashmashos Klapei Shemaya, they already know that the Chacham was there, and the Chacham is in the Mizrach, so the Erev is there in the Mizrach. In contrast to where he's going to decide, based on his mood, on Shabbos morning, or any other lofty cheshbonos, in such a case, there you're relying on Breira, says Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold of Breira, and the Erev doesn't work. This Raya, the Gemara likes. And this is the Makar that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, Erevin, Lamid Vav Amabez. Now the Gemara goes back to the case of our Sugya in Meseches Yuma of the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amabez, that had told us that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that the blood is going to be mixed up, the Dam HaSeir and the Dam HaPar, and therefore we don't want to put two stands, one of them saying Seir and the other Par, because they might get mixed up. Originally the Gemara had thought that Rabbi Yehuda is also concerned about monies between two Pushkas being mixed up, and that's why Chatas HaOf is not written with Chatas Nadav, and then the Gemara taught us, no, that's based on the concept of Chatas Shemesus Baalel, as we elucidated before. V'hashto d'amrinan. So now we put a big period after Bachacham, and now we summarize our Havana of Rabbi Yehuda. V'hashto d'amrinan Rabbi Yehuda ein Breira. Now that we've said that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the concept of Breira, and that's why we're going to be stuck in the case of a Pushka where you have Chato Shemesis Baleha, Haksiva Isle, but he holds that writing the identity of the Shkalim is enough. People do read signs in the Maskana according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's enough for taking care of the concern that people will mix up money. However, with Chatos Ha'of, there is another concern of Mesas Baaleha. We saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ksiva is enough because he said in the Mishnah in Shkalim Perek Vav Mishnah Hey that we quoted 7 lines on the top on Unhei Mabez, that there was 13 Pushkas in the Migdash, and it was written down what each one of their identities were. So obviously, says the Gemara, HaKsiva Islai, Ksiva is enough for him. So Yom HaKippurim asks the Gemara, Nami, Na'avitrei. So on Yom Kippur, you should make two stands and write out. One is L'Seir, one the Par. Why did Rabbi Yehuda insist that you can't have two stands lest they get mixed up? V'nichtav alayu. And we should write on it. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Chulshu D'Kayin Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is weak, he's fasting, and he has this intense avoda, then we're afraid the Kohen Gadol is not going to look at the sign. And he's going to mix up, which is L'Seir, which is L'Par. Because if you're not going to give this pshat, even if we weren't assured that the Kohen would read the sign, it should be able to notice that one is Lepar, one is Lasir, because one has more and one has less. Of course, the ox, the Par, is a much larger animal than the Seir, than the goat, and therefore there's much more blood in the cup with the Dam HaPar than there is from the Dam HaSir. V'chite melo makbil le'kule, and if you're going to say no, that there are even, because they don't take all of the Dam, v'am Rabbi Yehuda ha'shechitzar she'kabel is called Domoy Shel Par. All, emphasis on kol, all of the blood of the par, shenemer, is kol dam hapar yishpoich, el yisoy remzbech. All of the dam is supposed to be caught and poured, ultimately, on the yisoy remzbech after the sprinkling. So therefore, it should be noticeable in of itself, and even without ksiva, even if ksiva would be something that the Kohen Gadol would mix up, nevertheless, there would be another way of reminding the Kohen Gadol. It must be that we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol, even though he normally reads sides, normally it's something he would notice, but the intensity and the chulsh of the Kohen Gadol will cause him to mix up. And if you're going to say, well, we're concerned maybe part of the blood would have spilled, one is more whitish and the other is reddish. The blood of an ox is redder, is darker, is deeper than the blood of a goat.
Even if there's a difference in color, the Kohen Gadol might get confused because of his weakness. So too over here. Mark continues about 12 lines from the Badim on Nun Vav on the Beis Ahudinach is Kamei de Rava. There was someone who came in front of Rava Amar. He said the following. Rashi learns that this Nachis Kame is very interesting. This Nachis Kame is the Baal Tfila, Rashi learns, who was davening in the shul that Rav was davening at during the Avodas Yom HaKippur of Mosef. And he was describing, as we do, the Seder Yom HaKippurim mitfila. And when he described the Avodah B'Yom HaKippurim, he described it in the following way. Yatza V'Nicho Al Kein Hasheni Shebehechel. He described that the Kohen Gadol came out, and he put the dam hasayir on the second stand. What does that seem to follow? The position of the Rabbanon that say that you have two stands. However, there was seemed to be something else that the Kohen said, Shliach Tzibur said in his avoda that was different than the shita of the Rabbanon. He continues on, and in his tefillah of the Musaf, he says, Natal dam apar v'iniach dam asayir. He took the dam apar before he put down the dam asayir. Now that seems to indicate that there wasn't a second stand, and he needed to take the dam apar in off of the stand to be able to put the dam asayir down. So Amar Lei, so Rava objected. He said, Chadik Rabban v'chad Rabbi Yehuda. We should correct this tefillah and resolve the inconsistency, because the opening line that seemed that he said that there were two stands follows the Rabbanon. Then the following line that he needed to go out of his way to take the dam apart before he put the dam asayir seemed to indicate that there was one stand and following the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ema, you have to say that he niach dam asayir and then natal dam hapar. That you need to say that the correct girsa of the tefillah is that he first put down the dam asayir, and then he put the dam apar, and this way we would be able to follow the opinion of the Chachamim entirely. After they did the avoda of the Zrika Bifnim, so then they took the dam apar again, as we just concluded with in our Gemara, and what was done next was, V'hiza mimenu ala parochas, we learned in the Mishnah on Gimel Beis, keneged arom mibachutz. The azal was done keneged the parochas. Tanu Rabbanan, we continue 7 lines from the bottom. Anun vavam beis v'chein yasa la'omoy. The pasuk describes this, that you do the same hazah that you did bifnim. Bachutz says, well, you do it keneged ha'parochas. Ma talmud lomer, k'shem shemazel lefnei lefnim, kach mazel behechel. Ma lefnei lefnim, achas lemal v'shev lemata midam ha'por. Just like the way in which the dam hapar is done in the Kodesh Kodashim is one lamala. We've already described in yesterday's daf. What lamala means is that his palm of his hand is facing upward, and the blood is on his finger, and he, throws it up kimatzlif. Well, he throws it up. Let's formulate precisely. He throws it up. His finger going upwards, and the shev lamata means his palm is facing downwards, and he's kimatzlif, sending it downwards. Kach maza behechel. So the same avodah is done in front of the paroches, is done in front of the curtain of the kachay kadashim. Ukishem shalufnai lufnim achas lamala v'shev lamata midam asayir. Kach maza behechel. So too was the zrika in the hechel. And the pasuk concludes, Ashochen itam besoch tumasam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests amongst Klal Yisrael, Afilu b'shoshen t'meim, Shechina imam. Even when they're tamei, the Shechina is with us. This is a tremendous chizuk. Tremendous chizuk. That even when we're tamei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us. This Beis HaShem concludes Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis in Maseches Yuma.